came off quite well. It was received well on the continent. The sterling is went up. Its quotation was up about 0.5%, which is pretty good. And the British gained about $75 million in reserves to offset the 180 that they lost on Friday. So as we had felt, this seemed to be doing the job as far as sterling was concerned. They made a statement in Parliament which was very simple and very effective and very good, and said they were continuing to place main reliance on their longer term measures, but that this would give them time for those to take effect. Now, as far as we're concerned here, our own market in reaction to this British thing, this is the day on which the Treasury regularly auctions their weekly 90-day and 6 months bills. They auction every Monday, and the auction rate on the 90-day bills, which had been running at about 3.6%, went up to just under 3.8%. So that there was an obvious feeling in the financial community that at least short-term rates here would have to increase. And at any such rate as 3.8, it makes another very strong reason why the discount rate would have to be changed, because otherwise banks could borrow from the Federal Reserve at 3.5%, invest in the U.S. government at 3.8%, make money without any risk. The Federal Reserve, four banks and maybe five of the regional banks have put in a request to increase the discount rate. Boston, New York, St. Louis, and Chicago, and possibly Philadelphia. They're still meeting there.
Now, Boston, St. Louis, Chicago, and New York?
Yes. And maybe Philadelphia. I haven't heard that yet, because they were meeting and they probably would do it, but they hadn't yet done it. And
they upped it from 3.5 to 4?
To 4, yes. And the other, once this is done, it's probable that all of them will follow within a week. But they that's the general pattern. They don't all do it the same day. The individual banks do it when they have meetings and so forth. The Federal Reserve announcement is going to be, as you wished, it will say that this is aimed at capital outflows, and it was necessitated by the rise in interest rates abroad, and lists of various ones culminating in the Bank of England increases. Nothing about in part or primarily or anything of that nature. It's entirely directed at the foreign area, so that's very good. We're putting out a statement of our own here, which I think will be...
This is Treasury statement.
Yeah, a Treasury statement, which will be helpful, and which will be in the same general line, saying that this is done only to keep our short-term rates aligned abroad, strengthen our balance of payments, and avert foreign outflows of short-term funds, and that there's no reason for it to have, it will not have any effect on the availability of credit here for continued expansion. We're all trying as hard as they can. Martin's having a press conference a little later this afternoon to make the point that this is not designed to slow up business here at all. It's only to equalize rates in the short-term area abroad. It's rather interesting. Don Cook called me on Sunday yesterday, and he had just this same suggestion as to what we're doing, that someone make it very clear that that's what the purpose of this thing was, because of foreign competition and foreign our money rates. It was not designed to slow up business here, and that is what is being done. I was rather pleased that he took the initiative to call up yesterday, because it looks like he's interested in these problems of ours.
Good.
I thought that that might please you.
Yes, it did. Do you think then that we got over as well as could be expected?
I think we will. Of course, there's going to be Patman put out a statement this morning in language that was typical of what we expect from him, saying that if there are any increase in money rates, it's going to be the end of the rise in the economy, and so on and so on. So certainly there will be some yells from people I'd like to think that way, but I think that as far as we can do, and I think we'll do it successfully, we'll be able to get across to the business community that this is not designed to slow down the rate of advance in any way, we'll just have to continue harping on that over the next few days, because that is the real danger, and the real point is the hope that there'll be no rise in the prime rate of the banks, and we're going to try and get that over. I'm going to talk, the only one I really dare talk to, I'm going to talk to David Rockefeller about it myself, in the hope that they'll not do anything there. If any of the others want to, and if we can hold them off, then we'll be all right.
Good. Thank you, Doug. I think you handled it mighty well.
Well, we're doing the best we can here, and so far, so good.
Thank you, Doug.
Right.